I'm all about learning and finding out what is fun and how we can have a good time. But you know, sometimes it's just a little bit more than that. And so, good morning, good morning. I'm here with Emma Strother, and she's the development manager with Learn Serve International. So thank you for joining me today.
Thank you so much for having me.
Oh, it's such a pleasure. I mean, I'm telling you, when it comes to kids and having an opportunity to expand the mind, oh man, I'm all about it. So first of all, tell us a little bit about yourself.
Absolutely. Well, I am from this area.
Oh.
Yes. And I love the work that I do because I am a staff member at Learn Serve International, but I'm also an alum.
Okay. So there we go.
Yeah. So okay. We ask young people, what is it that pisses you off?
Mm-hmm.
What makes you mad?
Mm-hmm.
When you look at the world, what do you think it can't possibly be this way?
Hmm.
And then we give them the tools they need to do something about that in communities here at home or halfway around the world.
Okay. So it's about young people needing a voice?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. We believe that young people have the power to create social change and that social change work has the transformative power to turn young people into leaders.
Okay.
So young people are often told that they are part of the problem or that they are part of what needs to change about the world or that they don't have power or at the very best that they will be leaders tomorrow, right? We are training you now so that in the future you can lead something. And we don't believe that's true. We believe young people can be leaders today.
Oh, okay.
And that is what's really powerful about this work that we're doing with young people here in the DC area and also in Jamaica, Paraguay, South Africa, and Zambia.
Mm-hmm.
Earlier this week, we just had 40 students leave for those countries to do social change work with their peers overseas through human-centered design and creating relevant and timely social action projects over there. So there's a lot to talk about.
Yes, absolutely. And, you know, and before we really get into it, because I think this is extraordinary and it's a wonderful opportunity for us to share. You know, something was clicking in my mind. I am of another generation and I'm with a generation that was seen and not heard. You know, when a guest comes to your home, you say hello to the guest because that's a mannerable thing to do. And then you leave. There was either a glance that you got or a phrasing that you understood as a child that it was, this is grown folks' business and that's time for you to leave. And so it's just really interesting to, you know, talk to an organization that says, okay, so you're young, but you have a voice. And,
yes.
You know, and that's very powerful. So with that, there's that dichotomy of like, when does that young voice start to be rude and disrespectful? Because I think that's where the adult mind starts to say, wait a minute, stay in your lane. You don't know what you're talking about. So how does Learn Serve, how do you guys work that out?
Yeah, absolutely. I think there is a lot of power in seeing and hearing what young people are passionate about.
Mm-hmm.
Because our students have the passion to care deeply about social challenges and the wherewithal to do something about that. And I am constantly surprised, right? I mean, I went through this program.
Mm-hmm.
I learned about tenacity, and I started a community music program in my own community back in Maryland, and it was all about bringing people together. And so I went through this process of creating something that I was passionate about, and I still have my assumptions about the world challenged by our students on a daily basis. I mean, we have students creating lending libraries for household appliances.
Wow.
We have students using Bluetooth mesh networking to help first responders find victims in natural disasters when cell phones aren't working. We have students who have created scholarship funds for children of incarcerated parents.
Wow.
And students who are bringing, through advocacy work, bringing electric school buses to Montgomery County. That's a really interesting story because our student Russell, when he first joined our programs, he told us that he wanted to bring electric school buses to his school.
Okay.
And the first response was, with a little bit of the skepticism that you're talking about,
mm-hmm.
right?
The adult like, skepticism.
Exactly, exactly. Like, why don't you think a little smaller? Maybe you could start a recycling club at your school. You know, what are you passionate about? And he said, no, this is really what I want to do. And I found out that he was part of an advocacy team bringing electric school buses to Montgomery County Public Schools because I got a letter from him that was a letter to his supporters talking about how he had testified, sharing a link to where he had talked to Maryland state government about this. So there's really this level of professionalism and passion, and, you know, students are learning about how to make their voices heard. Some of that involves moments of failure where you learn so much from those moments of incredible opportunity to reach a wider audience. But it is consistent that in our work, we try and trust youth, and we try to challenge our own assumptions about how we think the world works.
Mm-hmm. And so is that electric bus there in Montgomery County?
So they've passed legislation to heighten the spending, for electric transportation. And he's advocating right now to have that spending go towards electric school buses.
Wow.
That's powerful. It's incredibly powerful.
Wow.
I'm getting all excited. It's so powerful. We have two students in Montgomery County, Celine and Brian, who started the Association for the Advancement of Maryland Public Schools. And they, using their personal stories, tipped the balance on the Montgomery County Board of Education to make diversity a funding priority for constructing and renovating schools. Mm. And everyone told them, you can't do this, right? You have no lobbying money. You have no stats. You're not qualified.
Mm.
And they said, listen, we are students in these schools. We have personal stories. We have personal testimony. That is really powerful. And we're going to try to push that out there and see what happens. See if we can be seen and heard and listened to. And if that helps tip the balance. And it did. 5-3.
Wow.
I mean, this is so close.
That is amazing.
And
that's amazing stuff. It really is. So when you're talking about kids, what age groups are you talking about that are part of this organization or this movement, if you will, Learn Serve International? What age groups are you talking about?
So we work with middle and high school students in D.C., Maryland, and Virginia. Our youngest students are fifth graders.
Wow. Yes. Wow, that's pretty impressive.
Yes. And our oldest students are seniors in high school. And we do social entrepreneurship training and leadership training with them here at home. And very intentionally bring students together from a really wide range of backgrounds to have oftentimes uncomfortable conversations, honestly, with each other about identity and social change and social justice. Because in this work, we are always thinking about how we show up in the world individually. And it's a time for incredible growth, the teenage years and preteen years. And there is power in bringing students together to challenge each other's assumptions as well about how they think the world works, how they think their actions affect others. And so we do that domestic work here locally and very committed to our students. When they leave our programs, 2/3 of them continue in social impact work in some way. And over half of those students in a leadership role.
Mm.
I think this is really fascinating because it means that our students are not the consumers of volunteer experiences, but they are really looking for systems change, right? They're looking to affect that change in their own communities, in their own schools. But then we also take the high school students to travel to Jamaica, Paraguay, South Africa, and Zambia. And those trips just left a few days ago. Mm. And those students will go. I'm especially excited about this year because I traveled to Zambia with LearnServe in 2010. And I, as a student, and I was in the fellows program, right? And this year, my younger sister is on the Zambia trip.
Nice. So she gets to have her own experience as well. So now you have something to share.
Yeah. And we've got a lot of LearnServe families. You know, it's really great to see the intergenerational change.
So how do people find you? I mean, how would a student who has this kind of ambition, or a parent who has a child with this kind of ambition, and where would they find you? How do they know to take that first step? What did your parents do? How did they know how to find LearnServe?
So first of all, anyone who's interested, learn-serve.org, learn-serve.org, to learn more and apply. We are welcoming of everyone's feedback, support, applications. Tell your friends. sorry, with my development hat on for a moment.
No, that's okay. I love it. That's fine. Because that's what we need to do to get the word out.
Yeah, yeah. And we work really closely with schools to recruit students internally. And our students are ambassadors for our programs. So they go back into their schools and they help us spread the word also and help connect us to young people who are passionate and want to make a change. I think the biggest goal in terms of recruitment is to try and understand that we are really asking young people to take on an increasingly complicated and urgent set of social, political, and environmental challenges in their lifetimes. And they need the skills and the permission and the support to make this happen.
Right.
And it's not something that is intuitive. And so we need to intentionally raise voices up and provide this training so that students can be really successful in college, in careers, down the line, in their own social change work, in their own entrepreneurial ventures. This is really, if we need young people to take on these challenges, we have to prepare them for it. And it's as much as I love the part of my job that is just telling incredible stories about really unique and fascinating individuals in our programs, this is also about the bigger picture. And that's what we try to capture through our recruitment of each new class as well.
Now, do the students meet on a weekly basis, on weekends, once a month? How does it set up? How do parents understand?
So we actually have four different programs. The Learn Serve Fellows program is our first year of social entrepreneurship training. They meet once a week on Thursdays at the School Without Walls. We have a more intensive second year incubator where we try to maximize the impact of the most promising social ventures. So that's a smaller group of students, and it's a more intensive after-school program on Mondays. And we have received so much demand for these programs and really a desire to transform the numbers of students we're able to reach. So we have decided to go into schools. We're in about a dozen schools in the greater Washington area, and our curriculum is being taught during the school day to try and make our curriculum more accessible to many more students. And
okay.
So that's, in some schools, that's taught as an elective. In some schools, it's part of a larger class, like an anthropology class or a history class, journalism class. And in some schools, it's an after-school program for them specifically. And then our abroad students, they're abroad for 2.5 weeks, almost 3 weeks, some of the trips.
That's an adventure.
Yes.
Wow.
Yes. And it begins long before they travel, right? Because they're going overseas in order to collaborate with their peers on human-centered design projects, right? So asking what is relevant, what is timely, how can we work together and see each other to create change in communities around the world that makes sense? And how can we understand that here in the United States, we are a very small piece of a much bigger picture when it comes to social change work? And really understanding that social change is global and that we can learn so much from social entrepreneurs in other countries. We've got students in Paraguay who are going to visit a bioengineering firm where they 3D print prosthetic limbs and export them to other countries in Latin America. We have students in Zambia who are going to spend time at a microeconomics organization and co-op where it's a school, it's a place where women create bags, like tote bags with paper bags and sell them, and it's an orphanage. And so there's a lot of social innovation happening in these communities overseas, and our students, I think that there's real value in them understanding, like, stepping outside of their comfort zone altogether as a group and understanding where other social entrepreneurs are coming from. But that prep work begins 3 months, more than that, before they actually go overseas. So they started back in February, March, really taking a deep dive into the history, the culture, the languages that they're going to encounter, the economic context, you know, right, all of that. And then when they return here, we help them put it into context. So how are you going to now talk about this experience in a really powerful way, with, you know, your college essays, with your right, parents, with your communities? You know, how are you going to bring what you have experienced back to your community back home and keep creating that change? And some of our students turn that into their social ventures, mm-hmm, right? We had students who went to Zambia and they taught at an orphanage and a school, and they, and they were so impressed by the level of level commitment of the students there that they came home and were inspired to try and create a teacher exchange with that school between the United States and the school in Zambia. The ripple effects are just incredible.
That's fantastic. And I want you to give the website address again. So for those who are listening, you know, I'm speaking with Emma Strother, who is a development individual with LearnServe and Go Ahead International. And go ahead and give your website again.
Sure. So we are LearnServe International. That's LEARN-SERVE.org. Learn-serve.org. And I should mention that we're here through the Catalog for Philanthropy.
Yes. I love the catalog.
Me too. Me too. I love them so much. I love what they are doing to help build a network of nonprofits who are really engaged in passionate and transformative social change work in this area. I especially love the catalog this year because remember that scholarship fund for children of incarcerated parents
Yes.
that I told you about
mm-hmm.
before? So the woman who started that, she is one of my best friends from LearnServe.
Wow.
We did the program together when we were teenagers.
Get
Her name
out.
Is Yasmin Arrington.
Mm-hmm.
And she started scholarships when we were 16 in the LearnServe program as a way to raise funds for scholarships for children of incarcerated parents. And she was looking to apply to colleges, and she didn't see any scholarships that would have fit that need for her, which was personal to her life and her story. And she said, you know what, I'm going to do something about this myself. And she started the scholarship fund as a teenager. It has grown so much. They have impacted so many lives, given over $100,000. I mean, way more than $100,000
right.
sure, at this point, worth of scholarships to local students who are going off to college. And for the first time, scholarships was recognized by the Catalog for Philanthropy.
That's a huge feat.
So we can say that the catalog is really supporting intergenerational social impact in the D.C. area, right? Because LearnServe is catalog, scholarships is catalog.
There are so many. In fact, that's one of my main go-tos, because I want our listeners to understand there are so many nonprofits in the D.C. area, and there are few that get a lot of attention. And so by using the Catalog for Philanthropy, we will find a lot more nonprofits who are not as big. In mm-hmm. fact, you know, there is some criteria. They're vetted, you know, in the whole nine. But the thing is that there's so much going on, and I don't want to forget about those who are really – really deep, deep, deep in the grassroots.
Yeah, yeah.
And so, you know, and that's one of the reasons why I was so excited to be able to speak to you today about, you know, LearnServe, and because it's extraordinary for our kids. And I'm, you know, don't want to be remiss and not reminding our parents that, you know, they say out of the mouths of babes, but also mm-hmm. their minds are brilliant, and we're leading them that way. And just think of it this way. Back in the days of the revolution, how old were those individuals who were making those ground decisions about what to do, what direction to go? Those were young minds that were making those big decisions. And just because we're living longer doesn't mean those young minds stop working, you know?
This is true. Young minds never stop working. That is something we learn every day.
And we don't have to be old to be right.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And, you know, there's value in wisdom, and there's value in that exchange. We work with a ton of really dedicated volunteers who are professionals in the Washington, D.C. area who come back and mentor our students in a whole wide range of ways. Please check out our website. We'd love to hear from you if you want to get involved. But it's really that intergenerational sharing of wisdom. And I think when the adults in the room take young people seriously and take their ideas seriously, that is such a powerful interaction. And so there is, we're all about all generations.
There we go. Emma, I really want to thank you for joining me today. It's been an absolute pleasure to have you. Your enthusiasm level has just sparked me back up.
Oh, good. Likewise. I mean, my job is so easy. It is so easy to tell incredibly inspiring stories about young people transforming their communities because they're doing it all the time. And I am just so happy that I get to share some of that with you and with your listeners.
Well, thank you. Once again, that's learn-serve.org, correct?
Yes.
And so I want our parents and students get on there, find out a way that can probably change your life. You know, what's in your head is really working. And, you know, don't be quiet.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah.
Shout from the highest mountain.
Absolutely. We're on Facebook. We're on Twitter. Look us up. Get in touch. We would love to hear from you.
Okay. Thank you once again, Emma.
Thank you so much.